carts have become popular in many Chicago neighborhoods. And on September 24th of last year, the city lifted the ban on food carts. And this was good news to the food cart vendors across the city and for those of us who frequent food carts. Hillary Gowans is a managing editor over at the Illinois Policy Institute. That's an independent research organization here in Chicago. And she's been following this issue of food carts in the city. Hillary, nice to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me back, Mike.
You're welcome. And food carts, I think they're pretty cool. And we see them in many Chicago neighborhoods, especially now that the city has lifted the ban, because there was actually a ban on food carts. And now, instead of banning food carts, the city is attempting to regulate the food carts. So I'll start there. How is that regulation going?
Well, I'll stick with the good news first. So the good news, like you mentioned, is that after many long years, Chicago overturned its ban on food carts last September. So that's the good news. Mm-hmm. You know, we legalized an entire industry which was already serving a lot of communities across the city. That's great. But, you know, in Chicago, as with everything, there's always a caveat to good news, and food carts are no different. So it's been 6 months since that ordinance was passed. And in the meantime, we've seen the city go through growing pains as they tried to figure out how to enforce regulations. So that's been a really interesting process to follow.
And so when we talk about regulation, and, you know, I know that when we bring up the city of Chicago and regulating things, sometimes that's not a pleasant conversation because the city doesn't always have the greatest track record with doing things right. But one of the criticisms of the city is that the city regulates everything so much, and that can get in the way of being successful. And so when we talk about a business like food carts, which is now legal, the city is regulating that. So what's that regulation like? Is that a good thing for food cart vendors, or is that not such a good thing?
Well, so here's the big picture. So the biggest hurdle has been cleared. Food carts are legal, but you know, now we have to focus on ensuring that the path to operating legally is not lined with thorns, and that's not the case right now. So right now, food carts are legal. Vendors can get a license. It costs them $350 for 2 years, but, you know, they have to get that license. On top of that, they have to pass a licensing test, to get a sanitation certificate, and they have to get their cart inspected. So the costs really add up. And, you know, you talk about how the city regulates everything. I think that what we're seeing here is a lot of the same hiccups that all small businesses across Chicago experience. So I'll give you another example of, you know, another regulation that just makes no sense and adds headaches to the lives of small business owners. So, you know, if you have a brick and mortar business in Chicago and you want to put up a sign, right? You have a bike, say you have a bike store, mm-hmm. You want people to know, hey, I have this bike store, here it is. You want to put up a sign. So you have to get a sign permit. That takes 6 to 8 weeks. And then on top of that, if the sign protrudes out past the building at all, you have to get a public way permit. And that can take 3 to 6 months. So, you know, the same principles are applying here with food carts as well. We're seeing a lot of hoops people have to jump through, a lot of time, you know, that people have to wait to actually get things moving. You know, so I don't want to take away from the good news. There's still good news. The big hurdle's cleared. But as with anything in Chicago, when it comes to regulation, you're just adding a lot of extra hoops for people.
Yeah, and I know that with the food industry, it's a little dicey. And look, I'll say this. I want the food to be inspected and the facilities to be inspected. I don't think that's the issue, right? We want this stuff to be clean. We want the carts to be clean. Same thing with food trucks and restaurants. But we want to make sure that it is not being so restrictive to these small business owners, because that's what they are. I mean, it's a person with a little cart, you know, like a 4x whatever food cart. And so that is your business. And for some people, that's their livelihood. And so we don't want to be too restrictive for those individuals.
Right. Yeah. So at the end of the day, these people are, you know, for the large part, a lot like Claudia Perez, who is the woman who became the face of this campaign in 2015. Claudia is a 63-year-old Mexican immigrant. She's a mom. When she came to this country, she tried to get work and factories and that sort of thing, and it just didn't end up working out for her family. So she knew she could cook delicious food, and she knew that a lot of the people in her community were operating food carts, and there was a huge demand. So Claudia, you know, she started her little business. She gets up like 3 in the morning. She is preparing her food. She's out on the street selling to hungry people. And Claudia is a typical food cart vendor. When we did our research in 2015 to understand better what the landscape looked like, we realized that food carts were already a critical component of a lot of these neighborhoods, like Little Village, like Pilsen.
Mm-hmm.
They're already responsible for serving 50,000 meals a day, we estimated. This is something that already existed, and now, of course, you know, we wanted to overturn the ban to make sure that people could operate these businesses legally and avoid fines and harassment. But I think at the end of the day, you have to remember that these are just small business owners, like you said, moms and dads trying to make money to support their families.
And you spoke yesterday about food carts and the policy that goes along with food carts yesterday over at the UIC Forum as part of the Good Food Festival. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I was on a panel with Alderman Roberto Maldonado, who was the sponsor of the ordinance that overturned the ban. So he just talked about a lot of the things that you and I are talking about. We talked about the process to get the ban overturned, what we did to get there. One thing I would also point out is that while the ordinance did pass unanimously in September of last year, I think that part of the reason why it went by so smoothly was that there was this escape hatch that aldermen knew that they could trigger if they wanted to continue to enact the ban. So essentially, there's this provision in the ordinance that says that if aldermen perceive a threat to public safety, they can limit where food carts can operate in their neighborhood. And so far, we've seen that happen in neighborhoods like Lincoln Park and River North and Wrigleyville. The aldermen in these areas have decided to, limit a lot of these food carts from operating in really lucrative areas. And it's just interesting to see people doing that. Lincoln Park is particularly interesting because Lincoln Park is home to over 300 retail food licenses, meaning there are a lot of brick-and-mortar restaurants that I'm sure there is trying to protect. So that's another one of the challenges that we're facing here today.
That's interesting. You know, I was going to ask you about the politics of it, and that escape clause, that escape hatch that you mentioned, certainly kind of get that feeling that there might be some politics involved in that. So for public safety, and I know Lincoln Park, an area like that, it's pretty crowded to begin with. And you're also looking at many brick-and-mortar restaurants. And I know that there's been that tension between brick-and-mortar restaurants and especially food trucks. When food trucks, that whole issue was brewing here a few years ago. And now food trucks are legal, of course. But there is that tension, so I'm sure you will keep an eye on it. But really, again, politics, it's you can't escape it. It's even in the food cart issue.
Right, and this isn't an issue of aldermen listening to their constituents or looking out for the neighborhoods. It feels like aldermen are defending their turf and enacting their own personal will or the will of the powerful few. And I'm sure if you ask the majority of residents in Wrigleyville or Lincoln Park, they would love to see a hot dog or tamale food cart available to them.
Absolutely. Oh, delicious. Well, this issue, I think, is one that we should keep an eye on because there's politics involved. It's also a small business issue, and I know, Hillary, that you will be monitoring this. Hillary Gowans is the managing editor at the Illinois Policy Institute. It's an independent research organization based in Chicago. Hey, Hillary, thank you so much for talking to us about food carts in Chicago this morning.
Great talking to you.
All right, Mike Steven here with you on Outside the Loop. We'll take a short break and be right back here on 720 WGN.